I guess I'll just start right in. I'd like to say good morning. We're going to call this meeting of the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency's Regional Plan Implementation Committee to order. The date is Wednesday, April 27th, 2022, and it's 10:15, time for the first meeting. The first item on the agenda is the roll call to determine the quorum. Maria, will you call the roll, please?
Ms. Alding?
Here.
Mr. Bruce?
Here.
Mr. Friedrich? Circle back.
Yeah.
Mr. Friedrich?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm present.
Okay. Ms. Gustafson? Mr. Honigman?
Here.
Mr. Lawrence? Mr. Lawrence? Mr. Yates?
Here.
And Mr. Lawrence? Okay, Mr. Chair, we have a quorum.
Okay, thank you very much, Maria. And now I'll review our meeting rules, and staff is going to have something for me to read off the screen, but I'll see if I can wing it here. Oh, good. So the meeting rules: to observe and participate in the meeting, go to www.trpa.gov, select April 27th, 2022, Governing Board meeting on the calendar, and follow the link to the webinar. Members of the public can find all the meeting materials there as well. In order to participate in this Regional Plan Implementation Committee meeting with your comments, raise your hand in Zoom by clicking Raise Hand at the bottom of your screen at the appropriate agenda item. With your hand raised, you will be unmuted by TRPA staff and have 3 minutes to address the committee. If you've used the dial-in numbers to join us by telephone, you can dial *9 to raise your hand and be unmuted. To committee members, if you wish to speak, you can also now raise your hand in Zoom. You will find the hand icon on the bottom of your screen. A reminder that committee members may not use the chat box to make any comments or have sidebar conversations. Please, everyone remember to mute your mic unless speaking to cut down on background noise. And finally, if committee members are able and have not already done so, please turn on your cameras. We have enough space on the broadband to be able to do that. Okay, so those are the rules of the day. And the next item is the approval of the agenda. John, is there any changes in the agenda?
No, Mr. Chairman, no changes in the agenda.
And maybe I skipped over something. The next item after that for me is the approval of the minutes.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the agenda as posted.
Okay, thank you very much for catching up on me on that one, Shelley. And I'll deem the agenda as approved by staff. And now I'll deem the agenda approved as posted. All right, and now to the approval of the minutes. We are now on agenda item 2, approval of amendments. We have a set of minutes from February 23rd, 2022 on page 29. Do any members of the committee wish to make a change? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes as presented. So any comments on the minutes that are on page 29, February, from our February 23rd, 2022 meeting? Hearing none, seeing none.
I move to approve the minutes from the RPIC meeting of February 23rd, 2022 as presented.
Thank you, Shelley. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
That motion. Oh, did I hear someone?
No, I'm sorry, Bill. I said aye, but I just wanted to, for roll call purposes, let folks know. I missed the roll call, but I'm here in attendance. So,
okay.
Thank you.
So we'll notice that Jim Lawrence has joined us. Thank you very much. So with the approval of the amendments, we'll move on to The next item, which is discussion and possible action and recommendation of shoreline code language regarding sections 84.3.E.3 and 2-2.2.2.2F.2, the authorization of existing buoy fields and the administrative approval for new mooring buoys on eligible private single-family littoral parcels. And I'd like to turn this over to John Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to take this opportunity to introduce Jacob Stock. The RPIC members may recall that we had started a process of regularly bringing forward code amendments and plan amendments to keep our documents fresh and current. We anticipate Jacob will be continuing in that role as other plan and code amendments come forward, as well as some other projects he's working on. I'd like to tell you a little bit about Jacob. He's originally from Oregon, has a planning degree from Cornell, recently worked in public and private sector jobs in the Albuquerque and Santa Fe area. But most important, we knew he was seriously interested in coming to TRPA when he and his wife's family together for their wedding. And he took time out from that to do an interview with us. We're glad to have him on board and, looking forward to him working with you all. And this is a relatively straightforward item, so we started him off easy, but I ask that you be kind to him as we bring him up to speed. And so with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it over to Jacob. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, John, for that nice introduction of Jacob. And Jacob, welcome. I also would like to point out to the public, a reminder to the public that after committee discussion on this item, you may raise your hand in the Zoom webinar to be unmuted by TRPA staff to share your comments. And information on this agenda item can be found at page 293. Of your packet. And Jacob, that really is kind of interesting. You would take a break from your wedding to go for this interview, and we welcome you aboard. As everyone on the committee knows, everything about Shore Zone is rather straightforward and easy, so I wish you well.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, committee members. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen so I can run through these slides myself. So just give me a moment here. And you all should see the presentation up there. So again, for the record,
Jacob.
Yes.
This is John Marshall. I don't think we see. There we go.
Do you see it now? Okay.
We don't have it up yet.
Can you see it now?
Yes, I think is it on the agenda item number 3?
It should be the exact same slide. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I believe it's working. We'll correct if it doesn't later on. But for the record, my name is Jacob Stock, senior long range planner with TRPA. I'm really looking forward to working with you all on some big exciting projects. This one is relatively small, but I think it'll be a good one to get started out with. So today, I'll be giving a brief presentation on the proposed amendments to Chapter 84 and 2 of the Code of Ordinances. And these are related to the authorization and approval of mooring buoys. Following the presentation, I'll seek comment from committee members and the public. And finally, I'll ask RPIC to consider recommending the proposed amendments for Governing Board adoption in May. So, the Governing Board adopted the Shoreline Plan in 2018. And the plan supports boating, paddling, swimming, and other water-based recreation, while also ensuring resource management for continued attainment of TRPA's thresholds. Also in 2018, regulations were added to the Code of Ordinances to implement the Shoreline Plan. And as with any new plan, after being in effect for a few years, TRPA staff have identified the need for minor adjustments to the implementing regulations in the code in order to implement the Shoreline Plan. And there's a history of these minor amendments to improve implementation. For example, you may remember an amendment came to the board a few months ago, I believe it was December 2019, to authorize public buoy fields. So staff identified this, the need for these amendments, and recommended them to the Shoreline Implementation Committee, and on January 21st, 2022, or excuse me, the Shoreline Steering Committee. So on January 21st, the Shoreline Steering Committee recommended approval of the proposed amendments. So as John alluded to, these amendments are technical in nature. They won't change the agency's approach to regulating the impact of mooring buoys. You can find an initial environmental checklist. It's attachment C in your packet. And that shows that the proposed amendments will not have a significant environmental impact. The proposed amendment to Chapter 84 recognizes the need to legally establish existing buoy fields. So that amendment I was talking about in December 2019 created a path for public buoy fields and littoral HOA buoy fields. This amendment creates a path for buoy fields that are not associated with lake fronting parcels. And the technical term for that is non-littoral parcels. It creates a path for them to prove up and be authorized under the TRPA code. And I'll get a little more into that in the coming slides. The proposed amendment to Chapter 2 allows for staff-level permitting of new single-use mooring buoys. These buoys currently require hearings officer review and approval to be permitted. Staff believe that this is unnecessary and creates a significant burden on the hearings officer. And again, I'll go into greater detail on both of these amendments in the coming slides. So starting with the amendment to Chapter 84, in 2018, the Shoreline Plan prohibited new buoy fields on Lake Tahoe. However, the code provides a path for authorizing existing buoy fields associated with lake fronting or littoral parcels. This path was not provided for buoy fields which were not associated with properties fronting the lake, so these non-littoral parcels. Staff have found over the years of implementing the Shoreline Plan that there are several buoy fields on the lake owned by homeowners associations without lake frontage. So this makes it necessary to create a path for HOAs to prove up and authorize their buoy fields. And this amendment proposes to create that path. And this path will be the same for littoral HOA buoy fields as it is for non-littoral HOA buoy fields. Basically, the HOA will be asked to provide a valid permit from a federal or state agency issued prior to the adoption of the Shoreline Plan in 2018. So I've included some examples to illustrate the difference between littoral and non-littoral HOA buoy fields. This first image shows a buoy field owned by the Dollar Point HOA, and that's these circled dots there on the lower part of the image. You can also see the highlighted parcels, it's actually two parcels, to the north extending into the lakeshore. These are the Dollar Point Tennis and Beach Club parcels. They're lakefronting properties owned by the Dollar Point HOA. So this buoy field is associated with a littoral HOA, and the code currently provides a path for these littoral HOA buoy fields to prove up and be authorized. All right, so this next image shows the Lake Forest Pier Owners Association buoy field. Again, you can see the dots. That's the buoy field circled. But in this case, you don't see a highlighted parcel. In this case, the association does not have a lakefronting parcel, but it does have a buoy field. So non-littoral HOA buoy fields like this currently have no path to authorization in the code, even when they have valid state permits allowing them to exist on the lake. And this amendment seeks to remedy that. Okay, moving on to the next amendment, the amendment to Chapter 2. So the code currently requires hearings officer approval for all mooring buoys on single-family parcels with lake frontage. When this requirement was put into the code, staff hadn't considered how the huge volume of permit applications could be beyond the hearings officer's capacity. This was an unintended consequence of the implementing regulations that has ultimately become unworkable for staff. That said, these buoy permits are relatively straightforward to issue. They're low impact, and we believe that they're appropriate for staff level review and approval. So the proposed amendment to section 2.2.2 will allow for staff level review and approval of these single use buoys. The amendment does not change the conformance requirements for mooring buoys, and it still reserves the option for an applicant to permit any decision to the governing board. And so that concludes my presentation on the proposed amendments. The implementing language for the amendments can be found in Exhibit 1 of your packet. And I'm happy to review that language with you if you'd like. Otherwise, I will pass it back to the chair.
Thank you very much, Jacob. Now, are there any comments from committee members regarding this proposal? I see, Shelley, you have your hand up. Can you hear me, Shelley?
I can now, yes. Something happened to my screen. Thank you, Bill.
Okay.
Hey, John and Jacob, welcome. Nice to have you on board. I just had one quick suggestion on page 302, where the language is highlighted with respect to the authorization of existing non-littoral mooring buoys. I suggest that we add TRPA may authorize existing non-littoral mooring buoys associated with a homeowners association to distinguish it from subparagraph 3A, which is specifically for buoy fields that are off of lakefronting parcels.
So your proposal would be to add the word non-littoral before mooring and after existing, just in that first line?
Exactly.
Okay, thank you. Staff, you've taken note of Shelley's proposal?
Yes.
Okay. Is that it, Shelley?
I have one, just a clarification, and maybe okay. Mr. John. On page 294, in the section dealing with section 2, it says decisions on buoy permits for private single-family littoral parcels may be appealed to the governing board. On the opposing page, it says that these permits have the option of appealing to the hearings officer. I just need that clarified. I'm assuming it goes to the hearings officer and then can be appealed. An adverse decision can be appealed to the board, correct?
Correct. Not, that was a mistake, not to the hearings officer, but to the full governing board, just like all other staff level permits or permitting actions.
Well, yeah, I assume that was the case. I just wanted to clarify that for members of the public who might be listening. Okay.
Shelley, can I just take you back to the other language that you had to change?
Yes.
Do you think, I'm just looking at it, I just want to make, I think you're adding it to distinguish, and it may be better, and I'm not positive yet. I just want to look at the language about whether we should put non-littoral in front of homeowners instead of the existing mooring buoys. So with a associated with a non-littoral homeowners association, or we may want to, it not necessarily qualifying buoys, but maybe the HOA, but I understand your point. So when we bring it back, we'll either have it where you said it, or have another suggestion to accomplish the same objective.
Okay, that sounds fair. Thanks, John.
Yeah, thank you, Shelley, for catching that. I didn't see that difference. So the appeals would go to the governing board. Is that right, John?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. And Vince, you had your hand up.
Yeah, first I wanted to welcome Jacob. Jacob, it was nice meeting you yesterday in our Ashley and my office flyby up there at the lake. So welcome to TRPA. And I wanted to say to the rest of the board, I guess, and the staff that I'm I'm really excited about the changes to this because I think anything that opens up more access to the lake to those of us who can't afford a $40 million home on the lake these days is welcome. So I think I'm very excited about this opening up more opportunity for other people to have greater and improved access to the lake as well. So thank you for working on these changes.
I appreciate your comments, Vince. Thank you very much. Shelley, your hand was up from before, so that's I don't see any others that, but I don't have a clear view of everybody. So not seeing any other comments from committee members, I'll move on to public comments on this matter. So staff, is there any members of the public who wish to comment on the proposed changes to the these two sections of our shore zone regs?
Mr. Chair, we'll give it a moment. If anybody would like to make a comment on this item, please click the raise hand button on the bottom of the screen. And Mr. Chair, I am not seeing any hands raised for this item.
Okay, well, thank you very much. So I bring it back to the committee for any further comments. I assume, Shelley, you're okay with what John suggested about how to move non-littoral either before or after in some fashion, but to make it clear that this is applying to the non-littoral mooring buoy situation for primarily the non-littoral homeowners association.
Yes.
I'm at this point ready to see no further hands, ready to for the motion for our recommendation to the full governing board.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move to recommend approval of the required findings as described in attachment B, including a finding of no significant effect, for adoption of the code of ordinance amendments as described in the staff report and as amended on the record at this meeting.
Thank you, Shelley. Maria, would you call the roll?
Ms. Alding?
Yes.
Ms. Gustafson? Mr. Bruce?
Yes.
Mr. Friedrich?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Mr. Honigman?
Yes.
Mr. Yates?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, that motion passes.
I further move to recommend adoption of Ordinance 2022-, amending Ordinance 87-9 to amend the Code of Ordinances as shown in Attachment A.
Thank you again, Shelley. And
Shelley, I'm sorry, can we just add to that motion your amended language?
Well, I added it above because it's to the language in the code, John. Do I need to add it a second time?
It's just it's the change to the code. It's a change of the second motion to attachment A as opposed to attachment B. So it's fine. We just need it in the second motion.
Let me amend that motion to read to move. I move to recommend adoption of Ordinance 2022-, amending Ordinance 87-9 to amend the Code of Ordinances as shown in attachment A and as amended on the record at this meeting. Or do you want me to be more specific, John?
That's good.
Okay. Thank you both. Mari, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Honigman?
Yes.
Mr. Lawrence?
Yes.
Mr. Friedrich?
Yes.
Mr. Bruce?
Yes.
Ms. Gustafson? Ms. Alding?
Yes.
Mr. Yates?
Yes.
Mr. Chair, the motion passes.
Thank you very much. So that moves us on to item number four, committee member comments. Comments from any committee members about matters that have been or anticipated to come up to RPIC? I don't see any hands among the four of us that are on my screen. Mark or John, you have any comments? Hearing none, we'll move on to public interest comments. Maria, our final matter of business is our general public interest comment period. Any member of the public wishing to address the Regional Plan Implementation Committee on any item listed or not listed on the agenda may do so at this time. Individuals or groups who have already commented on items listed on the agenda are not permitted to comment on that same topic. The Regional Plan Implementation Committee is prohibited by law from taking immediate action on or discussing issues raised by the public during this public comment period. We'll hear comments on any single topic, not on the agenda or up to, but not to exceed 30 minutes. We will hear as many unique comments as possible, and we will hear comments for up to, but no more than a total of 60 minutes. All unheard comments can be submitted via email to mambler@trpa.gov and will be forwarded to all committee members. If any member of the public wishes to speak at this time, please raise your hand now, either by clicking raise hand at the bottom of your Zoom screen or by dialing *9 on your phone, and you will be called on and unmuted by a TRPA staff member. Do we have any people lined up to speak with the committee?
Mr. Chair, there are no hands raised to comment.
Okay, thank you very much. So then the last item is item number 6, which is a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you very much for a nice short committee meeting.
Thank you, Bill.